and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The Gospel of today, it's talking about the five loaves and the two fish that a very small child have it. So the Lord Jesus Christ wants to teach us that when he blesses the small thing, it can be for a lot of people. Like as we see today, just five loaves and two fish, it can feed about 5,000 men without children or women. If we can just count it a little bit, if each man at that day have his wife and two kids, that's mean almost about 20,000 people had been feeded from just five loaves and two fish. May the Lord today want to teach us that the blessing is out of the giving. May that boy, he have his lunch bag, small lunch bag, and this lunch bag is gonna feed him all the day, just his mother give it to him in the morning, five loaves and two fish, and he have it in his lunch bag. Why? He's thinking about himself, just it's gonna be just feed me. How is this a small thing? Just I give it to the disciple of the Lord Jesus, and it's gonna be feed some people. But out of his, he's not selfish. He's not thinking about himself only, but he think that he's gonna give what he have. He's gonna give what he have. Even if it's little, yes, even if it's little. Just give what you have. Don't think about yourself. That is what is the Lord Jesus Christ asking us, to deny ourselves, to not thinking about ourselves many and many. For that, this blessed boy, he just gave this lunch bag to the disciple, and the disciple gave it to the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus took it and looked at it, and he looked at heaven, and he blessed it, and he gave it to the disciple, and the disciples gave it to the people, to every one of the people, and everyone has feeden. Yes, everyone has feeden almost 20,000 people. Yes, 20,000 people out of five loaves and two fish. Yes, out of five loaves and two fish. This given, a small little gift, or a small little food from this little food from this boy out of his love. So when we give, we need to give out of our love. If he loves himself, he will not give anything. But if he, when he loves the others, he gives the others. He don't think how much the gift he have, how much little bag he have, but he just give it out. May it feed one people, two people. Just don't think about it. Just give it to God, and God bless what you have. Out of your love, God looking at your heart. He's not looking what is the gift you give. He's not looking for the two pennies the widow give. Two little pennies, just the little the widow gives in the temple, but he's looking at her heart. So make sure that is when you give, give out of love. Give as St. Paul say, when you give with happiness, because when you give with happiness, the Lord will love your heart. He will love your gift. He will love your offer. But if you give out of, you don't need, out of your proudness or your ego, that you give the church, you give, that is you feel you give, you that is not be accepted from the Lord Jesus Christ, because his need to give out of what you need, out of your own things, out of your heart, out of your lovely heart. If you give when you feel that you give out of your pocket to the Lord, that is not acceptance by the God. Because when you give, you feel inside yourself, out of your hand, I'm giving to you, as the Holy Gospel say, or as the Holy Bible say, out of your hand, I'm giving to you. So what does God gives us? Gives us a lot. He gives us strength. He gives us work. He gives us health. He gives you to go out of your home and go back in the same day to your home. Some people, they go out and they don't go back. May they have an accident. May they have this. Maybe they have sickness. Maybe they have anything. But the gift of God doesn't have to be something you touch, but He give you a lot of things. Think about your daily life. Just think about your daily life, what you're doing in the morning, when you go to work, when you drive, how God protect you from everything around you. May it's happen for somebody else, but He protect you from all the evil things. May it happen for someone else. This protection out of the love of God. So when you offer out of the hand of God, out of what He, out of His grace, He gave it to you. So you, when you offer something, when you give something to the church, when you give something to the Lord, you give it out of His hand, not out of your effort and out of your hand. He accept the kind heart. He accept. When we pray in the offering prayer, we're offering for those who gift with their love heart. And also, we pray even for these people they would like to offer, and their hands they cannot reach to offer. So with the church even teach us that as God look at the kind heart which is give with a lovely heart, with a happiness heart, not with just to do His homework, just to give it to the church, the tenth, and I did everything, and I give it to the church. That's not acceptable. I'm sorry to say that with God. God accept you when you offer with a lovely heart, with a humble heart, with a humble heart, and He bless the little offer, even if you give the very small little gift. He accepted more than many, many gifts can be offered from some people they offered with their ego or their honor. Try to teach yourself that when I'm offering out of the hand of God. I'm offering with a humble heart. I'm offering with a lovely heart. Because God usually looking at your love heart, not at the gift itself. He doesn't need your gift. He just need your love heart. God bless you all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.